and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early. We already have three calls on hold. What is going on? It's great. Answering all of your questions, so give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
I guess there's still problems going on in our associations of people. I don't know. I thought we solved them all. Anyway, even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can listen to all of our past shows, sign up for our free seminars, you can see who the show's sponsors are, and visit all their websites. Link to our Facebook page and link to our HOA and condo blog at www.hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, when is a meeting a meeting? Mm. A lot of controversy about that. You can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements that we send out about the show week in and week out. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And the law firm's website, that's condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. Before we start, though, just want to say congratulations to Kathleen Lowe from Best Roofing, one of our sponsors, for doing such a great job at the Broward County Dancing for the Stars event last night at the Hard Rock. You want to talk about a great event. It was a lot of fun, and more importantly, that event in which really all of our sponsors participated in. It was awesome. We raised about $60,000 last night for the Pantry of Broward, which helps homeless people and people down in their luck. And even some listeners for the show actually showed up and participated. It was awesome. Really a great time was had by all. And the best part about it is I actually won a silent auction where I get to throw out the first pitch at a Marlins game.
That's
a big deal. That was a lot of fun.
Hopefully against the Mets. And you're going to dance next year.
We'll talk about it. We'll see.
Well, last week we had Lee Heller from Associa on the show, and we spoke about a bill making its way through the Florida legislature that would clarify what community association managers can do and cannot do. But that bill may make things more confusing than they already are.
Yeah, I do think it's a good idea that CAMs will at least know for sure and certain what they can and cannot do going forward. But again, you know, just because the law is going to allow them to do certain things, the wise CAMs out there are still going to pass the buck to the association's lawyer when it comes to things like negotiating terms of a contract or giving owners payoff information once that file is illegal. But when that bill passes and gets signed into law, we will be sure to let everybody know.
So how is Tampa?
Tampa was absolutely awesome, like always. Earlier in the week, we had the honor of kicking off the Tampa Bay Condo and HOA Expo. Again, that was Tuesday, and we had 150 people in attendance for our 8 o'clock in the morning board certification class, and everybody really seemed to enjoy it, and really awesome to hear just how many people listen to the show in the Tampa area. It's really flattering to see that, because they got to make the effort and actually tune in.
That's
on the internet. Really nice. And
I
think we're going to make this announcement real soon, but it looks like we're going to be opening up a branch of the law firm in that neck of the woods real shortly. Scott, before we get to you in the news, the phone lines are going nuts. How about we go to Stanley in Delray Beach? How are you, Stan?
Yep, how are you? I had a question for Mr. Glazer.
Sure.
As a condo unit owner, I feel the most important issue facing condo unit owners in the state of Florida today is the issue of our money. Recently, in Broward County, the Sun Sentinel newspaper has reported on several articles about the theft of association funds. Why does our state legislature continue to refuse to give DBPR the proper enforcement powers so that the state could go into these condo associations and audit the books to protect all condo unit owners?
I can tell you this. As a matter of fact, former House Representative Julio Robina wanted to even go one step further, and he proposed a solution that would have allowed an actual task force with subpoena powers and arrest powers to and which have allowed for arrests of board members and investigation of board members who actually steal funds. And you actually stole our thunder, Stan, because we're actually going to start the show in a little while with another story, like you said, out of Sunrise. And then we may even discuss one that I'm personally involved in. So hang in. I'm with you. And yes, it's a problem. And, you know, as we spoke about many times before, at least last year with the help of CCFJ, we were able to get some legislation passed that at least removed board members that were actually caught stealing funds.
Yeah, but Eric, to answer Stan's question bluntly, it's an answer you probably already know, Stan. Well, expanding the power is going to cost a lot of money, and there probably just aren't enough votes in the legislature to expand either the DBPR or the State Attorney's Office Economic Crimes Division to go after stuff like this specifically.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, you know what drives me nuts? When you actually do bring these types of charges to the appropriate authorities, and sometimes you'll get the answer that, you know what, it sounds like a civil matter.
You're kidding.
And we don't want to get involved. So since when is actually stealing people's money a civil matter?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like, just, I mean, think about it, Eric, where I was this past week, people were getting their units opened by the association and basically gutted. And if they complain to the cops about it, just like they've complained to the cops about everything else at this place,
right?
Oh, it's a civil matter.
Trespass is now a civil matter.
Trespass and destruction of property. And,
right.
Yeah.
I agree. Sometimes I agree. Some of the state attorney's office may have to step it up. But again, at least Julio Robina wanted an actual separate task force to address these very same issues. But unfortunately, that was shot down. How about we go to Michael in Boca? How are you, Mike?
How you doing?
Okay.
Thank you very much for having me. The question is this. If the name on the Articles of Incorporation and the bylaws is different than the name that is currently on file with the Florida Department of State, does these two documents become invalid?
Let me say this. The name of your condominium, right? In other words, the name of the HOA may not necessarily be the exact name of the corporate entity that's filed with the Secretary of State.
Also, subsequently, the corporation could have changed its name legally with the Secretary of State and just incorporated all of its
documents. Right, so it may not necessarily be a match. We have a couple of situations where that's the case. So before you actually say, you know, your documents need to be rewritten or something's wrong, give us a call in the office, 855-4-CONDOCRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDOCRAZE, Mike. So maybe we can walk through it together. We'll go on the SunBiz site together, and we'll figure out just what the issues are. Okay? Thanks for the call, Mike. Let's keep going. How about we go to Steve in Delray Beach? How are you, Steve?
Hi, I'm doing real well. How are you?
Okay, how can we help?
We're voting for dissolution to disband our HOA. We're making a dissolution sheet. On the sheet itself, where it says signature, are we able to print the person's name above or below to where it removes any controversy? Is who the person is on the title? In other words, the name and the last deed.
Wait, let me ask you a question. How many units are in your association?
About 70 to 85.
Is everybody in favor of doing this?
Well, we're voting.
You're voting. What about everybody's mortgage company? Are they in favor of it?
They have a mortgage?
Yes. Because I got to tell you, unlike the condo statute has a very lengthy termination provision of Florida Statute 718. There's no termination statute under 720. And, you know, I think there needs to eventually have one put in the statute because there are associations that don't want to be associations anymore. But it's not that simple where I believe everybody just gets a chance to vote, because certainly when you have a bank loaned money to a property that was in an association, and I think banks look at it and say properties that are in associations, believe it or not, although some of the listeners to this program may not agree, but they're worth more. There's a governing body. They tend to be kept up better than single family houses. So we're not going to be in favor of the association actually voluntarily dissolving. So I'm not so sure that just, you know, a vote of the people. Certainly, at a minimum, you'd need everybody to actually vote for the dissolution. I think you'd need 100%.
Not two-thirds?
No, I don't believe two-thirds would do it unless you have something very specific in your governing documents that would allow for a termination of the association with a two-thirds vote. I haven't seen that in HOA documents, and the statute doesn't say that at all. So before you guys go down a path that you may be wasting a lot of time in, maybe you want to give us a call and have us take a look at your documents. Again, Steve, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. All right, one more before we go to the break. How about we go to Mark in Fort Lauderdale? How are you, Mark?
Hi, Mr. Gray. How are you doing?
Okay, pretty good. What's up?
Good. I had an incident. I gave my key to the association reluctantly when I moved in here. This was years ago, 21 years ago. And they've asked for keys again. They've sent out letters. But I had a problem. I had a member come into my place. And a woman here told me, who's been here longer than me, she said, she, quote, goes into people's apartments snooping and to see how they're living.
Okay.
And as a result, they sprayed something in this place. I had a run-in with her and the president at the time, particularly her, about she was treasurer. There was some $73,000 and something unaccounted for.
Ooh.
But anyway, there was a guy that lived here, called him the Five Witches, and he said they meet once a week.
Mark,
I don't want to give you all the details.
Yeah, but let me cut you off for a second.
Anyway, they came into my place.
Yeah.
They sprayed something caustic. I had breathing problems. I had to live out of my place and rent hotels. I was gone for over 7 months.
That's
okay. I had breathing problems. I had two companies come in and test this place, and there were things stolen. They were evidently, and you know,
gotta cut you off so I can answer the question. The bottom line is, I'd want to know, A, you know, how can you prove that someone actually sprayed something? You know, I'd certainly want to know whatever tests you performed. I'd want to know how those tests came back. Now, you started the question talking about, you know, they wanted the key again. And just generally, this issue is often litigated between condo associations and the unit owners, where unit owners try to come up, you know, with excuses for not providing that key. And I can tell you a long, long line of arbitration cases routinely hold that there is no excuse basically whatsoever for failing to provide a key. If it's in your governing documents, or even if the board makes a rule that says you got to give a key to your unit, you got to give a key to your unit. If you do not, you will be sued in an arbitration case. You will most likely lose. You'll have to give up the key anyway and wind up paying the association's costs and attorney's
fees.
That
being said, you know, as opposed to 20 years ago, surveillance cameras are relatively inexpensive now, and you can go to Best Buy or any other computer store and get some home personal surveillance cameras. You hook it up in your front door, and quite frankly, if you're a little worried about, you know, people coming into your unit
stealing stuff,
there's a pretty easy way to catch them.
Oh, and then we got a case. Then give us a call, and we can talk about it. All right, let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour, and when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about just that, another case of theft in an association. We're also going to talk about a bad bill that's about to become law, and of course, we'll take your calls on anything and everything else in the world of condos and HOAs. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners, want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, and have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
Lots of sponsors signing up for the May 18th event. It's really going to be great, and we'll get to that in a little while. But Scott, how about bringing us up to date on what's going on in the news?
Well, Eric, as you alluded to earlier, it looks like another condominium association, or I guess in this case, an HOA board member, got caught with their hands in the cookie jar, and that cookie jar being the association's bank account. It looks like a board member in Sunrise, right here in Broward County, was caught stealing association funds. And, you know, as our callers were talking about earlier, what the heck can be done unless we catch them red-handed?
Yeah, listen, I saw that, and the former president of that HOA in Sunrise was arrested and accused of stealing over $73,000 of HOA funds that she put into three personal bank accounts. But this time, at least, it went to pay for medical and personal bills, according to her. And that's a little different than the typical defense of, I blew the money at the Hard Rock.
Well, you know, those can be considered too. Personal bills, too.
Yeah, right.
And one of the new directors is quoted in the Sun Sentinel as saying, people are distraught. We're going through the books. But maybe that they went through the books before that happened. If they had, the money would not have been stolen.
You would think, right? You know, if you're going to go through the books only after the person gets caught, you know, you did nothing from really preventing this theft from happening in the first place.
Yeah.
A little too late.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But, the bottom line is the only reason these people keep doing this over, and listen, there's always going to be crime.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, there's nothing the state of Florida is going to do that's going to stop people from stealing.
Absolutely.
But the fact is, there's a lot of cases like this where people get caught, and probably 10 times more where they don't. And the reason they do it is because nobody will ever notice, because nobody's watching them. Because, you know, unlike some of our callers earlier today, most people, they don't go to their board meetings. They don't care about the day-to-day functions because, you know what? They have this thing called their own lives that they have to deal with.
Of course.
But, you know, unfortunately, because there are insufficient protections out there for your money, you're going to have to stay on top of things a little bit more than you'd like to if you want to make sure that your investment is protected.
Absolutely. It's your investment. That's, I think you hit the nail on the head. But I can tell you, and a client of mine decided a few months ago to look into the financial affairs of his community, which really isn't too far from where this HOA is located in Sunrise. And I can tell you what he uncovered is about two or three times larger than this recent arrest in Sunrise. And we're, quite frankly, waiting for the police to make an arrest in that case. The evidence, when we looked into it, is overwhelming. And at least as far as my client's concerned, I think in that association they should build a temple to this guy in that community after what he exposed the president doing. And bottom line, though, is how did he catch it? He put in the time, and if he didn't put in the time and make document requests for all these records, it would have went on forever. And who knows if it would have hit seven figures one day.
Wow. And how did your client uncover the theft?
How did he uncover it? The guy was relentless. He was asking for copies of bank statements. He asked for copies of checking account statements, copies of all the checks that were written on the account. And it turned out that there were lots and lots of checks that were made payable directly to the president or a name very, very similar to hers. And the whole plot was uncovered. And to make it worse, at least in this situation, believe it or not, there was a professional management company working for this association at the time. You know, I'm not saying the manager was involved. I'm not saying it. But the manager, from what I understand, was cutting these checks, and pretty scary. And now, bottom line is, it's in the hands of the police.
It seems as if there's always a few stories like this each year, and will it ever end? And how many guys have gotten away with stealing
money? Yeah, I think Scott said it right. You know, for every one that gets caught, how many don't get caught?
Yeah, and it's pretty unfortunate that the only way, you know, you can kind of prevent it is if you go through all of the measures that the gentleman in Sunrise took, because, you know, who has the time to really make all these requests, go through all these records to find, you know, sometimes what might be a needle in a haystack. If you're living at a large community with a budget of, you know, maybe $5, $10 million, even some of these huge communities, finding someone who's writing checks themselves, even for as much as $50,000, is going to be pretty tough.
Exactly.
But as long as we have, you know, people that have access to large amounts of money that's, you know, not theirs, and they believe they're not being watched, there's, you know, there's always going to be a few rotten eggs that are going to, you know, take advantage of the system.
Yeah, like I said, though, one good thing, though, at least because, like I said, the legislation we got passed last year with CCFJ's help, if an HOA director now gets caught stealing association funds, they're automatically removed from the board, and they don't get to remain as president while sitting in a prison cell, because believe it or not, that was actually going on. You know, I really love telling that story at the seminars. It gets a big laugh out of the crowd, but the truth is, there's nothing funny about it.
No.
That was the law before we actually had a change. How about before we go to our bottom of the hour break, let's take Wendy's call in Boynton Beach. How are you, Wendy?
Very fine. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. How can
it's
we help?
Great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we are having a vote, or trying to have a vote, to dissolve the HOA in the corporation and the Declaration Protective Covenants.
Okay.
How long would it take, and the approximate total cost, to file the actual two-thirds vote with the proper government agency to accomplish
this? But what makes you think you can dissolve the entire association with the two-thirds vote and without any vote of the without any vote of the mortgage holders?
Well, from what we've gleaned from our declarations, it says that we could have a two-thirds vote and it would be dissolved.
Yeah.
We did have a revitalization because our MRTA, they expired, and so the folks overwhelmingly voted not to revitalize the Declaration.
See, that's different. That's a great point, Wendy. The bottom line is, and let's just touch on MRTA real fast. Bottom line is, in an HOA, if your documents don't get re-recorded within the 30-year period, after 30 years, you are correct, and those documents can automatically terminate by operation of law. That's different than voting to actually terminate the association. This is an automatic expiration of the covenants running with your land after 30 years if the documents don't get re-recorded. So you're saying that already happened in your association?
Yes, in 08.
Okay, so now you actually just want to dissolve the actual corporate entity.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, at this point, again, probably not a big deal. You might want to look in your governing documents as to how to do that, but Scott, I would guess if they didn't file a year-end report and didn't pay the dues, the association's going to dissolve as well.
Well, I mean, it's administratively dissolved, but that doesn't mean, you know, the corporation no longer exists. It just means that it's not allowed to do things legally that an active corporation is. I mean, you know, if you want to sue somebody to collect assessments, you can't do that.
Right.
But guess what? The association still can be sued for acts that it committed while it was incorporated.
Yeah, I'd want to look under 617 as to how to actually dissolve that. And we can talk about that on the next show. But it's a very interesting point. But yes, the most important part about Wendy's phone call, though, is a lot of associations are approaching that 30-year mark. Failure to re-record those documents, you could be living in an association where there is actually no covenants running with the land anymore. And like Scott says, not even an obligation to pay any assessments whatsoever.
Hold on. Obligation, yes. Ability to collect them, but once you know you pay like $400-$500 to get the association back active again, they can resume as long as collection if the statute of limitations hasn't expired
on past due debts. But there might not be a right if those covenants expired by operational law.
Oh, that's
the
different. Association, I'm just talking about if it was just administratively dissolved by the state.
Lots of good stuff this morning. Let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. We see we got a couple of more calls on hold. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Isn't this pool closed?
Don't worry about it, man. No one will.
This is Embarrass Systems. The area is closed.
Don't worry about it, man. It's probably just a recording.
You need to leave the area immediately.
You can hear me?
I can hear and see everything you're doing.
Come on, man. Let's just go. All right?
Don't leave your community vulnerable to vandals. It's important to be prepared. As industry leader in outdoor asset protection, Invera Systems installs and monitors technology-based security solutions and protects communities better than anyone else. Invera's active video surveillance system utilizes high-resolution digital video cameras and two-way audio, along with state-licensed virtual guards to monitor, record, and protect communities like yours. Contact us today and receive a free security consultation and 15% off installation. Call 855-936-8372 or visit us online at enverasystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Listen to 850 FTL anywhere in the world. Log on, listen, anytime. 850WFTL.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is InsureCo. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. InsureCo Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, elconelectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
How about we go to Frank in Hollywood? How are you, Frank?
Hi. How are you?
Okay. How can we help?
Quick question. I read something or heard it on the radio. If a condo group does, the owners are the board, do they have to pass a test like the president if the budget is over $100,000?
Do they have to pass a test if the budget is over?
Is there a state regulation or something like that?
No, there's definitely no tests, but there's board certification. Scott, maybe we should start giving the test after the board certification.
Let's just make Frank feel a little more at ease here. First of all, it has nothing to do with your budget or anything like that. Every board member now needs to be certified by the state of Florida. But in lieu of taking, there is no test.
But they have to be certified.
Yeah, but you can do this either by signing an affidavit that says you're familiar with the laws of the state of Florida with respect to condominiums
and your governing documents,
or as our firm usually lets everybody know, you can take a course, and one is offered for free by our firm and taught by Eric, and if you simply take that course, you'll be certified also.
As a matter of fact, Frank, that's a perfect lead-in, because Our May 18th event is filling up fast, and we'll get that final bit of housekeeping out of the way. We're going to remind everybody, just like Frank said, if you're a director of a condo or an HOA, you have to get certified within 1 year before you get on the board or within 90 days of actually getting elected or appointed to the board. And as Scott said, one way to get certified is by taking our Condo Craze board certification course.
And there is only one more event, right?
Yeah, after an exhausting stretch run just now, we are down to one more. And believe it or not, Karen, we've closing in on about 8,000 Floridians that have taken our Condo Craze board certification course. And Frank, let's talk about the things that we cover at the certification course. At all of our courses, you can learn about what it takes to be a board member. We cover issues like the certification process, budgets, year-end financial reporting, access to records, foreclosures, suspensions, pensions, arbitration, mediation, the importance and hierarchy of your governing documents, and we even talk about how appropriate for today, board member kickbacks and board member individual liability. And on May 18th, we really have a great treat in store for all our listeners because we're going to be hosting our second annual Condo Craze Day of Education and live radio show at the Hard Rock in Hollywood. Registration starts early that morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to teach the board certification class. And at noon, we're going to do this radio show live in front of a studio audience. And after the show, there's going to be a lot of great courses offered by all of our sponsors on all kinds of association issues. It's going to be a great day, all free, of course. Here's a list of the courses. Karen, help me out.
All right.
We're starting out with Watch Your Wallet, taught by Associate Management.
Introduction to Commercial Roofing by Best Roofing.
What You Must Know About the Election and Recall Process by Affinity Management.
Electric Energy Savings 101 by Elcon Electric.
Asphalt 101 by Driveway Maintenance.
Hoarding 101 by Service Master Clean. And Matt Paxson, the star of the show Hoarders. He'll be in attendance and maybe will be even teaching the class.
Yeah, a lot of signups for that course because Matt's going to be there. And the DBPR is going to be in attendance with free educational materials for everybody. They're going to be teaching a class called All About the Complaint Process, and I want to thank them for participating in the May 18th course as well.
And Douglas Orr Plumbing will be teaching all about Plumbing 101.
And for your managers out there, the managers who want to attend our board cert course, that provides 3 credits for all of you, 1 hour in operations, 2 hours in human resources, and all the other courses provide 1 continuing education credit. And again, it's all free of charge. Board members and managers attend together. We serve in a buffet breakfast, a buffet lunch. How can you not come? So to register for the Condo Craze live radio show and day of education, just go to condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, condocrazeandhoas.com and fill out the form.
So there you go, Frank.
I hope that answers your question. I'll tell you, it is filling up like nuts. Not only are our other sponsors going to be there, but lots of other sponsors want to get in as well. So it should be a lot of fun. Really should be a great day. I see the phone lines are lighting up. Let's do this so we can come back and have a lot of time. Let's take our final break of the hour. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing, the family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional, insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial repairs. And they have over 20 fully stocked service trucks ready to hit the road. If your condo or HOA needs plumbing repairs or services, high pressure jetting, or leak detection, give Douglas Orr a call. 800-368-4677. That's 800-368-4677. And don't forget to visit the website orrplumbing.com for money-saving discounts. Go with the plumbing pros at Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster
Forest Master Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal, a team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call Service Master Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit servicemaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
An association's landscaping may be its most important asset. When cared for properly, your landscaping can make your home or condo association look like a palace. When maintained poorly, it's a bad first impression of your community and can instantly bring down the prices of everyone's home. Don't let that happen where you live. Trust the professionals at Garden Leader to give your property that green, tropical, plush look you've always wanted. At Garden Leader, they've been making communities throughout Florida look great since 1981. Whether it's mowing, irrigation, fertilization, pest control, pruning, mulching, or anything related to your landscape, or if you're just searching for that great new look for your community, Garden Leader does it all. Frustrated with your present landscaping company? Give Garden Leader a call. Garden Leader won't let you down. They strive to make their customers happy for years to come. Give Garden Leader a call at 888-680-7035. That's 888-680-7035. Or visit online at garden-leader.com. Don't leave your community's landscaping to chance. Go with the leader, Garden Leader. Again, that number, 888-680-7035.
Welcome to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. The number to call, ask Eric a question, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Let's thank Kevin, a manager from Little Harbor, for signing up during a break for our May 18th event. Make sure you say hi, Kevin, when you get there. How about we go to Craig in Palm Beach Gardens? How are you, Craig?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How can we help?
What I've done is I have brief summary questions on two subjects. Obviously, maybe I would be better served to tell a brief case history, but because there certainly is information behind them. But the summary questions are: the county tax appraisers property description of my property came to my attention. It is a single-family home. It listed my subtype in detail as a zero lot line. The appraiser asked when I called them to bring documents in, and they were willing to talk with me about it. They determined that in fact my building does not sit on the property line, and they believe an error has been made. The property sits actually almost 4 feet off one side of the property line. Is there any other definition of zero lot line that might explain this, quote, mistake?
No, not that I know of. A zero lot line is basically just that, where the boundary to your property is basically right where the house ends. But, you know, in order to clarify that situation, it would seem to me that you got a deed from the original seller of your home, right? And did you get a survey when you purchased your home?
Yes.
And what's the survey say?
Survey says.
Right.
Just as stated, I am correct, and that my home does not appear to be. And I specifically bought it, believing it was not on every bit of the two bases that you just mentioned.
By the way, are you in an HOA?
Yes.
You are in an HOA. Gotcha. Okay. Typically, homes in an HOA. Well, a lot of homes are in fact in zero lot line communities, but that might not be the case where your community is concerned. But why not walk in with survey? Go ahead.
They have a covenant. Covenants obviously are attached, and the issue is very muddled. If it is determined to not be a zero lot line home, as I say, the declaration contains curious, confusing zero lot line references, like little parentheses.
Right.
But it is not a zero lot line. How would one attempt to have the covenant documents corrected?
Well, that's interesting. To the extent that they may need to be corrected at all, I don't know if they necessarily have to be. It could just be that, in your situation, that your boundary line to your specific property is extended, and it's not property owned by the association. It's actually property owned by you. But again, that would have to be determined by a survey or a boundary study of some kind. And if and when you
have
both
of those documents, as I mentioned, the county appraiser's office got interested when I raised the question via the phone, and they invited me down further. They assigned a person, took a look at the materials I had. I took a file down with me, obviously. They said it doesn't appear to be a zero lot line home to us either.
Craig, obviously your question is very specific to to your personal problems. Give me a call at the office, 855-4-CONDOR-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDOR-CRAZE. But it seems to me if you walk into the appraiser's office with the proper survey, the property appraiser's offices, who all, quite frankly, are so very helpful to, and they even come to our seminars, especially from Broward County, and they assist everybody who shows up. They would be more than happy to resolve whatever agreement or disagreement you may be having in terms of the boundary dispute with your association. How about we go to Ron in Hollywood? How are you, Ron?
Hi, Eric. How you doing?
Okay. How can we help?
We had a couple. We had a board meeting Wednesday. The management company and some tenants got into it, and it got physical, and the police were called.
Wow.
They tried to put the condo's ex-president's wife on the screening committee, and then there was money that was allegedly taken from the condo association to pay for his car. It was almost $3,000, and it was really bad.
This all came to light at a meeting this week?
Yes, and it got physical, and now we'll probably have police presence at our meetings now.
Okay, you know what? That's a great call, Ron, and I'm going to actually put you on hold because I actually want to touch on this topic just before the show comes to an end. I actually got an email from a client this week who's on the Galt Ocean Mile area, and beautiful condominium, don't get me wrong, and you would think violence like that can happen. In that neck of the woods, and believe it or not, it does. And the client was very concerned because but previously and more than once, it seems, you have situations that are turning violent at these board meetings. And their question to me this week was, you know, what do we do about it? Is it commonplace now to have police officers attend community association
sure.
meetings? And I got to tell you, Scott, you know, you've been to them where the police is there. I was at one in a really fancy place in Boca not too long ago where I got to tell you, and we spoke about it on the show, it's a good thing the police were there, and they came in like SWAT gear in Boca. And let me tell you, a guy came up to me during the meeting and said, you know what? I'm not letting you talk anymore. It's now my meeting. I told him I disagreed with him,
yes.
and he should probably sit down because it's still my meeting. And when he wouldn't, the Boca Raton police came in like riot gear. So unfortunately, yes, this is what's going on in our associations. And I will just urge associations, yes, if you have any doubt whatsoever that a meeting's going to get rough and out of hand, call the police. No two ways about it.
You know, it's more like a sad comment on our society. I know we've made jokes before about, you know, people throwing their walkers in Aventura and things of that nature. But, you know, listen, the political process, even on the most local of levels that your condominium association or HOA should never be a place for violence. You know, we see around the world, you know, these, you always see in East Asia or something, you know, legislatures might actually get into a fist fight or smacking each other. Well, you know, as bad as things have gotten here in the United States with, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats and whatnot, we have never even come close to that
because
in America, we still have a somewhat of a respect for the process. And we know that, you know, you use words to fight your battles and not your hands. So if the people that we always make fun of in Congress and state legislatures who can't get anything done are at least civilized enough to never go to blows, how about, you know, we all never go to blows when we're just having a difference of opinion? And when people are stealing money, what you do is you don't attack them. You call the police.
Yeah, sure. I agree. But the problem is, I guess the difference is members of Congress can't get hit with a special assessment, right? And that really causes people to
Sphinxter
freak out. But
I
can tell you, you know, one time specifically in Hollandale, I was at a meeting till like 1 o'clock in the morning, and a person who was actually intoxicated came to the meeting intoxicated, went bananas at 1 o'clock in the morning, wanted to tear my head off. And why? Because he was in favor of the candidate that lost by about 200 votes. It's not like it was close. The person went nuts. And if the Hollandale police had not been there, it would have been, you know, an ugly story. So, again, just to make a long story short and to conclude, board members, you have an obligation to protect the members that come to these functions. So if you have a thought that possibly violence may ensue at one of these crazy meetings, I take the position you not only should, but you have an obligation to make sure that the police are called. Okay, so that brings us to the end of a very, very busy week here at Condo Praise and HOAs. The phones were going nutso. Next week, we got to talk. We didn't get a chance today, but we've got to talk about everybody's obligation to provide your year-end financial reports. Time is up, everybody. So if you haven't done it, do it this week. Anyway, see you same time, same channel next week on Condo Craze and HOAs. You have a question at the office, give us a call. 855, the number 4 Condo Craze. Have a great week, everybody.